Welcome back, guys. DGS. A few phone calls coming in. Let me see. This phone system, I don't understand it. Jamal, you're up first. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Hey, you know, I agree with you guys totally. This is a very difficult situation. But if they really, you know, wanted to look into it, I know the Republicans want their guy in the Supreme Court, but the FBI goes to the witness of this woman, the professor, and, you know, interrogates him. And I know that they'll put a little pressure on him, and the guy might give some, you know, say, yeah, it did happen or didn't happen or whatever. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they didn't pay attention to Anita Hill back in the day. And I'm just saying, like I said, it's 36 years old and all that. Agree with you guys on all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they really wanted to know, the FBI could interview that other person that she named as a witness. And if he goes to them, you know, if you're ever in front of them and do a deposition, they're pretty...
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Jamal, I think it's saying basically, well, sweat him. Mm-hmm. You know, get this Mike Judge guy in,
but you can't.
Put the spotlight on him.
Dave, you're being, if you sweat him and if you interrogate this person, then you're not being kind. So we just have to assume that everything's square.
That's true. Mm. Hello, Dave Murray.
Hello there.
Did you blow the forecast last night?
I blew the spotty stuff. Yeah, I will give you that. You know, we were talking that the lift was just starting to increase,
mm-hmm.
and it popped. It popped on us this afternoon.
Boy, 97.1's chief meteorologist is way more honest than Fox 2's used to be.
Very humble.
I tell you, man, he gives up TV and he goes straight to hell.
Yeah.
Man. He just doesn't go.
TV, Dave, would fight you.
Oh, he'd go to tooth, man. Just go.
Just so I need to let you know one thing.
Okay.
I've been power washing lawn furniture all afternoon, even during the rain, until it started to thunder and lightning a little bit. So not only am I barefoot,
uh-oh,
I'm just in a towel.
No, come on.
He's losing it.
I need to step out.
He is out of control.
Need I remind you, this
thing just got red freaking hot here.
Is out of control.
Believe I've just been me too'd.
Man, oh man. Yeah, I'm going to be filing a lawsuit very soon. Man, oh man.
Oh, I can't even concentrate
me
now.
Either.
Oh,
I'm going to have to go
and
home.
I am coming in next week. Next week. We're setting
in
the date tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. No, not just in a towel.
Oh, will you bring the towel?
I will bring the towel. What do you want to do with that?
Never mind.
So is it still going to be more kind of off and on here for a while?
Yeah, up until the sun goes down now, a little bit after 7 o'clock, at that point, the atmosphere will really lose its energy just from the heat and the humidity really firing up. There's still some stuff around right now, but it's starting to fade fairly quickly already because a lot of the area has just kind of stabilized across the region. But there's still downpours. There's still a little bit of lightning. Let's take it somewhere up to about 8 o'clock, and then skies clear out, and it's just kind of a warm and humid night. Biggest thing these spot storms have done is cooled the temperature off into the 80s, but the humidity just skyrocketed to the point where there's a lot of ground fog around from all the rains. Tomorrow, still a chance of a couple of spot storms, but a little less of a chance than what fired up today. But it's still hot and humid on Thursday, 94 degrees. Here comes a cool front during the day on Friday. Probably going to take a lot of the day to get through, but the wind should turn to the northwest with scattered showers and thunderstorms around as we go through the day. So I'm looking for a midday high of about 85 on Friday. That will feel pretty good, actually. But dropping back into the 70s as we go through the afternoon, the weekend, kind of a mix of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures in the 70s, both Saturday and Sunday. The further south you go, like southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, there'll be some scattered showers around. But I think from the St. Louis area north, we will stay dry for both Saturday and Sunday. The cool weather stays with us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
Nice. I'm ready.
Very nice.
Fall.
I'm ready.
Fall begins officially Saturday, September 22nd. At 8:54 at night. Huh. So the first day of fall is Sunday.
Nick texted me and said, hey, it's going to be beautiful weather this weekend. You want to play golf? So contacted Brian Main out of Widmore, set up a tee time for Sunday morning. So the idiot that I am.
Yep, going to go out.
Texted Phoebe.
I didn't know you played golf.
I don't. I texted Phoebe, hey, babe, Nick and I are going to play golf Sunday around 10 a.m. You're cordially invited. It'd be really wonderful. And like, as I'm typing, basically, no thanks.
Well, she was polite. She said no thanks.
She didn't say K.
K. K, yeah. I'm not going to be there.
Oh, and Friday afternoon, our first road trip. So the weather Friday afternoon at this time will be live, but from some other location.
It's all mystery.
Yep.
Yep.
In a towel.
Yes, I was going to say. Police say there's a man in a towel in a public phone.
You want to try and
driving a car.
You want to try and fit in a corner?
A public phone.
Yeah. Can't find those anymore, can you?
No.
Two things on the corner that Dear Abby and Miss Manners are going to cover for us. Out of the same newspaper, the same day, this is the first one we talked about, if someone commits suicide or gets murdered in a home. We talked to Sue about this since she's a real estate agent. The Dear Abby, they said they went to a party and they were there and the new owners were having a housewarming party. And some guy that was invited to the party goes, yeah, I remember this house. Bob Johnson blew his brains out in this house. They said it was kind of weird. But she said, the hostess maintained a gracious say. So when she replied back, Dear Abby said, in certain states, by law, if there is a murder or suicide in the home, you have to report it. But it goes state by state.
It does.
Yes. The other part was when David talked about, we talked about telemarketers. Didn't you, David, you're saying about how you respond to them? Miss Manners. Miss Manners says it's all right to just go, thank you, and hang up on them. And I'm torn on this one a little bit because, help me if I'm off on this, are there any telemarketers that are really happy with their job? I mean, if you went to a telemarketer and said, hey, you know what? You can get a job making, you know, same money, a little bit better money, doing something else. Wouldn't most of them go, all right? Because they know they're annoying people, and I get it. They're they're trying to work. They're trying to make a living. They're not living off the land or anything. I mean, so it's at least they're trying. But it's my whole idea is, Miss Manners agrees with me. If you talk, and Dave, same way, you're talking to. If they call you, it's basically, no, thank you. That's it. You can hang up on them midstream. You don't have to get in and go, hold on. Hold on. Just no, thank you, and move on. So
cool.
And again, I feel bad for them because they're trying to, but it's like being like a tax preparer or something. You know that bad news is going to be there. You know when you're calling these people, no one wants to talk. Well, very few people want to talk to you.
How many successful phone calls do you think they can possibly have in a day?
But the fact remains is there's got to be
someone's doing
a fair amount because they keep hiring these people to make 50 million phone calls. And somebody's going, yeah, tell me about your insurance policy.
So it's just pure numbers.
It's got to be. You throw so many against the wall and one of them or two of them are going to stick. But it just seems sooner or later it's like,